Yes, it is. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We praise you, Father, for great memory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that we're going to have an awesome time tonight praising you, believing you for the things that people need. And we praise you, Lord, for giving us quantum faith, any kind, all kinds of faith. Your faith, that's what we want, is your faith. And that's awesome, Lord. Thank you, Father, for everything that you do. Praise it, place it in our heart, Lord, to pray more and to pray in faith and to not just say words, but to say it in earnest obedience. And we praise you, Father, for doing that in us, getting us squared away for what's coming. And I thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for provisions for everybody. Thank you, Lord, for provisions for everybody. Thank you, Lord, for everything that we need, spiritual blessings, all of them, Lord, that we need. And they've already been given to us. All we have to do is access them. And we praise you for that, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you for the healings and the deliverances and the salvations. And, Father, we just praise you and glorify you for all of those people that have gone astray that are coming back to you in the near future. And we thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Amen. All right. Anybody here got a prayer request? Hello, Barry and Marilyn. Hi, Pat. All right. Anybody got something they'd like to say? Hey. The clinks. Clink, 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 clink. How y'all doing? All right. And I'm blessed beyond my wildest dreams, glory to God. I'm going to be that away. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody got anything they'd like to comment on or talk about a little bit or pray about or anything? We're wide open tonight. Yeah, there you go. Y'all see what Phil says. This is just for this bus right here. We got parking arrangements, so y'all come on. It might be nice if y'all just, what do they call that, where you, everybody comes in one car. Yeah.
Carpool.
Yeah, carpool. Y'all just carpool.
In the corporate jet, we'll be jet pooling.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, Phil says, everybody come to Pot Blessed Saturday. Yeah, Andrew.
Well, yesterday I went to my daughter's. She invited me over for supper, and we had a nice supper. And of course, you know, she's getting all her Christmas stuff ready and all her decorations and stuff. And just by the conversation I had, it was a big eye opener. So I just would like to pray, if you don't mind.
No, sure you can.
Father God, I come before you again for Megan Amy Crete and Zachariah Crete, my daughter and son-in-law. Father God, she doesn't want me to preach to her. And that's okay, Father. I know you can handle people, even if they don't want to hear the word. And I pray, Father, that she had lots of nice people around her. She was a gem in the Church of God as a little girl, getting her little awards for whatever they do in gems on the sash she had. And she had some good upbringing there. And Lord, none of your word goes to waste. All your word is very powerful and came to her as a young girl. even in grade one and grade kindergarten, Lord, grade two. And Lord, she's learned a lot, and she was really gung ho there at one time, and something happened, and Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you would draw her, continue to draw her, and save her, and grant her repentance. And Lord, give her a dream. Give her a dream at night or something, Lord. You got to do something. Because if she doesn't want to hear the word, then you have to prepare her to hear the word, Lord. And that's what I ask in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father, that all of our people are coming in. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Julie.
I'd like to pray.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace, your mercy, your strength, your wisdom, your sovereignty over our lives. I thank you, God, that you've given us all different trials, that we are learning different things, Father, and that we are trusting you. Thank you, Lord, for freeing us up from our old nature, our old sinful self, and the mind of the flesh, and that we endure in patience and faith, trusting you and believing you. I thank you, Lord, for bringing down our enemies, bringing down the faction, bringing down all the curses and witchcraft and all the evil that's been sent against us, Father. Thank you for helping us to understand the things that have been taught here recently about faith, quantum faith, about the things that you're bringing us into, and that you will give all of us, Lord, understanding of these things, that we all come together in unity of the spirit, unity of the faith, of the same mind, in one accord, and that you're able to do it in all of us, Lord. And when there are people who don't have understanding of something that, I guess this is what you showed me, Lord, is like, you know, I don't understand everything in the Bible, but I believe it. And anything that's not you, Lord, you know, show what that is too, but that in time you just give us all understanding of your words. See, you're giving us all understanding of this quantum faith and science and all these things, and that you would just open up our understanding, our minds to grab it, lay hold of it, Lord, as it's confirmed with the word. And I thank you, Lord, for just bringing us all together in unity, Father, in these days, and to be purified in you, Lord Jesus, that we're walking in our sanctification, and that we're earnestly looking for your coming and this anointing, and that we all have faith, Father, that we are your chosen one, your beloved, your Shulamite bride, and that we are accounted worthy because of our faith, not because of anything that we do. Not to earn it, not to be good enough, but just because we're here for such time as this, and you brought us all together. And that you're going to continue to work this good work in all of us, Lord, that of perfection, and we have a lot to look forward to and greater things to do for you than we can even imagine. Well, thank you, Lord. Get us all excited about these things, Lord, and lift us all up and help us to encourage each other and fight the good fight, and lay hold of your life, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Okay, anyone else? Thank you, Father, for doing that for all of us. Amen. Y'all ready for some music, or y'all want to talk some? Yeah, Joe. Oh, yeah, brother.
I hope I can explain what I want to say. Thank you, Father, for giving me the words. Yesterday I'm listening to David's message on quantum. Lord gave me a vision of a man's legs. Each leg has different colors. So he showed me a bit later. One leg, it's what you see, what you hear, what you observe, what you act on. And the other leg is obedience, hearing, and changing your mind, repent and changing your mind. That means to me that's one timeline because it's different colors. Each leg put forward when you do the other leg. In other words, obedience, when you're just listening, that's the way you're going forward. That's your believing timeline. The other one is man's legs with the same color. The obedience and the walk is the same. So there's no, it's unbelieving timelines. In other words, as most of the time, it's the same. Every leg you put forward, it's unbelief or not really belief or doubt or like that. That's why he showed me that two legs. The other one is if you're standing still on the unbelief timeline, it's you're going back and you're in an
yep.
Disobedience. You cannot stand still. That's what we learned from it. If you stand still, you're not going forward. You're not doing warfare. You're just dying. In other words, you're on your unbelief timeline. It's just interest for me how it showed me that. That's all I'm saying. Thank you.
Maybe you might write that one up, Joe, but send it. That's a good one. It's applicable for today. We're going through that right now. That's multiple times. Like you said.
Yeah, in the beginning, it was just over my head, but David was talking about that. I haven't got a clue. So just keep just patiently listen and listen and listen. That's way too over my head. And then Lord showed me this, which when I think about and putting it all together and understand it a little bit better. So it helped me quite a lot.
Well, I suspect that's the way we all were, you know, we just understood what are you talking about? Well, now it's coming to light. I think everybody's grabbing a hold of it. Timeline is where you are in your faith for the things that you're believing for. I hadn't listened to David's yet. We've been busy. That's all I can say. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Andrew. Thank you, Joe.
No, I was thinking a bit about how we pray for people, you know, since you brought it up the other day, Michael. We get attacked sometimes on a daily basis from the enemy, and he tries to bring his garbage in. And we have to plow it out, you know. We have to get it out of us. But what would happen to a person who might not have an understanding of prayer, or a loved one that doesn't want to receive any word? He's still, for that person too, is getting filled with garbage all the time, and they have no way of getting rid of the garbage. So we have to pray for these people.
That, yes.
Need to have their garbage taken out of them, and because they're defenseless, you know. And you were at one point in time, for those of us who came to the Lord and didn't really have the parents that we should have had, because some of us, you know, they had such wonderful parents they can't even remember the time when they did get saved. They just kind of went from innocence, and they did have a time, did get saved. And that was something new to me that I just recently learned. And, but for us, you know, we had someone praying for us You know, it could have been a friend. I guess it was a friend for me in my case, because, you know, it couldn't have been a family member. Anyways, that this timeline or prayer thing that you have to continue in is an important ordeal, because sometimes you might have a formula of your own thinking, and then someone says something and it opens up a whole new thing for you, so that you can continue in prayer and for your loved ones, especially, you know, because they're in a place where there's all these differences in Christianity now, and you have over 40,000 of them. So it was not always that way in the Bible. There's only one Bible. There's only one word. There's only one Jesus. There's only one Spirit, and that's the way it should be. So, and that's what I believe we're coming back to now, in such a manner and in such a way, as we were warned in our emails that we just recently got. And so we have to prepare for that. And, I was just making a comment there on the, I guess there's a lot more to the prayer of importunity than we were thinking about. But that you know, we pray, we have the prayer of faith, and then we have the prayer of importunity, where we pray, and that's what really it is. They have to be cleaned up all the time. And I would have to say that I need a better prayer life myself, but I'm not putting off what the Lord puts me in all the time while I go through my day studying or going to a restaurant and just praying about stuff. You know, it was a shocker when I went to the restaurant today, just for two hamburgers, two fries, and two drinks, was $45. And that's kind of a shocker. I went, where'd all my money go? And I made a joke about it earlier, but that's I'm not going to repeat that. Anyway, you know, and while we were in the restaurant, I went to bed. You know, how many people do you think are saved at this restaurant, man? How many people would be used by the wrong side to try and change our mind here? You know, it was just something I came up with, you know. You know, it's something you run into every day when you have to go to work, but I don't go to work anymore. So I don't have that on a daily basis, where I'm talking to the people who haven't been regenerated or born again or into the likeness of or created in Christ Jesus. And I sometimes, you know, I don't have to go back too far in memory to know the past life, though. And that's just a comment, that the prayer and the praise and getting into your altar to ask the Lord of these things, to be in that proper behavior is a good thing to pray for. You know, there's some wonderful promises for this in the Bible that we need to pray for. You know, and there's one in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 6 to 8, and a very good prayer, very good promise. And sometimes it comes back to me, you know, and I'll pray it a few times again and again, you know. Pray those first few verses of even what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 for your favor, of course, because you want to have the right mind and stuff there. And, you know, it's a constant fix. It's a constant battle to fight the good fight of the faith. Praise and glory, God.
Thank you, Lord. I was reminded while you were talking, I was reminded by a story that Lester Summerall told one time about being in a restaurant. And I forget where they were, but anyway, he said they were there, and this guy came in. He said he was a good looking guy, whatever that means. And he said the guy looked around, said he stood up and he hit his glass with his spoon to get everybody's attention. He said, "Ladies and gentlemen," he said, "I've been here for a few minutes. I haven't seen anybody bless their food yet." He said, "Bow your heads. We're going to bless the food." And he did. He said he gave a wonderful blessing, and just not real long, but long enough, you know. And he said that was such a wonderful blessing. He said people came to the Lord during that meal because of it. I'm telling you now, God can work anywhere at a hamburger joint. I don't think this was a hamburger joint, but, you know, who knows? You know, I've done that before. I've looked around to see if anybody's pressed. Sometimes you see some, sometimes you don't. Wonderful, wonderful praise report from this. All right, anybody else? You need to be led by the Spirit. Well, you know, you don't. You can do that. Anyone else? Yeah, Andrew.
You know, but you said you got to be led by the Spirit there. 14:26, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, it comes in His name to teach us all things and remind us of all things. That Holy Spirit's working a lot.
Yes, He is.
He's been working up until now, and He's been working up until now, too.
Yeah, amen.
And that's the verse He put in my head. So he's doing His work.
Yes.
Praise God. Is.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. All right. Anyone else? We've got a wonderful lineup of great praise and worship tonight. Yeah, Pat, go ahead, brother. We got plenty of time.
This is a question for Andrew. I'm just listening to you over the years. It appears that your, I guess, favorite chapters or in the Bible is 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians. You focus on that quite a bit, or just, you know, always make comments from it. Why is it? What does that book touch in you, if you don't mind?
First Corinthians, chapter 1, had four divisions, and these divisions went to carnality, and the carnality from one young man to chapter 5 went to fornication. And then the sixth chapter, you have to be a wise guy, because there's one wise man. And we need that wise man. And that wise man is Jesus, so that we can do all that judging, it says there. And, you know, it's kind of like where the church is with all its differences. And it's carnality. The Lord showed me about Woodstock. And he said to me, look at all the divisions of these parents that were involved in the theater of the war. Gross division. Very factious. Those in the theater of that war, how many different denominations were there? And what did they do, these people? And I got a bit scared when I started thinking on these things. And now there's a very gross carnality that came out of it. and the very next generation of people, you know, not just one youth, but many youths. These were youths. I know they're old guys now, but they were youths back then, and they committed these fornications. I just remembered one day the Lord reminded me, watching TV, my mom was sitting in the armchair, seeing the black and white, I don't know if it was the year after, talking about Woodstock. And I turned, you know, sitting there as a boy, you know, like this, in front of the TV, lying on your stomach, knees bent in the back, turned and looked at my mom, and I said, "That's evil, Mom." And she just smiled, you know, that was it. And I thought about that, and then I go, you know, the very same thing is happening, but on a much higher, greater scale, because I believe that there's a correlation there. There's a timeline there that has changed drastically since those wars. And of course, the war to end all wars is still going. It's going to end now. And those big wars are still going on. You know, at the end of that First World War, there was a new system of government in Russia. The end of the Second World War, there was no more Imperial Russia, and there was no more Imperial China. And not that I say there's no room for communism, because communism was given to us. And it was given to us because it's a type of government. And we know where government is supposed to come from. And if this is what we have to deal with, then, you know, they seem to not like, or want an affinity with God, like, and we're coming to a time that's really dark, because people don't see through these things. So I just look at the divisions that's there. You know, this Apostle Paul came to change these people with his friends there and the disciples, the other apostles that went with him, that were going to be later called apostles, wanted to clear this up for them. When you read this Corinthians, it's a real good parallel to what we need now, because there has been a lot of things taken out. That's the way I look at it. I look at it as what's happening now, you know, and that's what the Lord gave me that. And I just took it and said, "Okay, Lord, what else do you want to show me?" You know, and I have been watching some of the things that, well, the prior generation had to go through, just because I was curious as to what my parents had to go through, and even my grandparents, well, for the country they came from. The country didn't even exist that my parents were part of before my grandfather's day. It came into existence when my father was 5 years old, the country my parents came from, which was Poland. And the Poland they have now is not the same as that Poland that was there. And not that I'm using this as an example, but my parents didn't have their country after the war. And other people did. And every country, I think, because of the wars, first and second, has changed drastically to be in a system that is not obeying Romans 13:10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. So that's what I look at. You know, I like 1 Corinthians, you know, chapter 1, where it says, "Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye might be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ." That's your promise from God. And it was one of those early verses that the Lord just had me memorize. I didn't know why I was memorizing it a long time ago, But, you know, and then I went, wait a minute, that's a promise, you know. That was years ago coming to UVM. And I went, hey, that's a promise from God. It's got a lot in it. There's quite a bit in there. You know, there's patience in there. And patience means you're going to go through some tribulation there too, to get that promise fulfilled. And of course, another one was in Corinthians, that's Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, neither troubled by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ be on. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except the falling away come first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. And that is King James, but that's the first Bible I was told to get. But it might be more New King James, I don't know. But, you know, there are items within those verses for your care from the Lord, for your care from the apostle, even though I didn't understand them when I was remembering them. But in the first verse, you get the epiphany and the parousia. And it goes on from there, so you don't get shaken in your mind. And of course, there's other verses you think of with your mind. So I just had these memorizers put in me because I wanted it by heart. You know, remember things by heart. That's what they taught you in school. So you can study to get a good grade, you know. And of course, the grade is Jesus Christ. And we want to grow in that grace that he gives us every day. Grow in grace. Be strengthened in the grace. You know, there was a time there where I was looking for strengthened verses because I know that we need to be strong in the Lord. And I never really associated with grace with strength until I found the verse, you know. And I went, hey, never saw that before. So I just took it into heart. And to be strengthened by grace in Christ Jesus. And I went, hey, there's an actual verse in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Because we want that light of strength in us to love the Lord your God with all your strength. You know? So, this strength is important, and it's important to be strong and let no one speak against the word of God, you know, even the saved people. It kind of sounds like it won't happen, but you know, there's verses that shows you it's going to happen, you know, especially in Thessalonians, and not in Thessalonians, but in Revelation. They blaspheme God, they blaspheme his name, his tabernacle. That's what we're coming to. We're not quite there yet, but you know, it's the same with Matthew 24 and 5. You know, it says there that we come in his name, even. And that being in his name is called, you know, and they say that they're the Jesus Christ. It would be better maybe to say a Jesus Christ. And they deceive. So I don't want to be deceived. And a person who operates in spiritual gifts may not really have that fruit they need. And what if they do get deceived? You know, what if they do follow it? You know, and it's the fear of the Lord that'll keep you. You know, we have to cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting. We're perfect. The worldly church and some even Christians who are called don't understand that perfection. We were discussing that. Philippians chapter 3. Even Paul didn't say he was perfect, but waited to come to the point. So you're perfect. The day you were called, you were perfect. Everyone else was telling you, especially the bad guy. Who tries to put those thoughts in your head, telling you, you're not perfect. I'm sorry, but I'm perfected. For by one offering, you are perfected forever. Those who are being sanctified, And if you don't like that one, you can talk to the government people and say the same thing our Apostle Paul talked to the government people about it. He said that to open their eyes, to turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto the power of God, to receive your remission of sins, and to receive an inheritance among those sanctified by faith in Christ Jesus. I put the Christ Jesus in because he just put him. And there's a sanctification and your perfection there. And of course, he had other things to say, but the government official, the governor of Festus, said, "You're a madman, for you're much learned." But he answered him very politely. He said, "I'm not mad, most excellent Festus." And he, King Agrippa, said, "You almost convinced me to be a Christian." And he said, "I would that you were, except these bonds," and he was in prison with no charges against them. So government officials and officials of law and stuff have to realize that they might do this same action in the future because they're on that timeline. Anyway, it's all about time and what people are believing. I was told the whole Bible's a parable. But then God told me, so is everybody's life a parable. But what course are they on? Are they on the believer or not? And so you're blessed with the Spirit of God and the Word of God to go through you like a sword. And then that's what I want more of that. I want to be, I was very much in touch with trying to do that as much as possible. So that I'm in the world, but not of the world. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So I see Corinthians as a true parable happening now. And to some's benefit and to some's demise. But really, you get it in any book. Even Philemon, for that matter. There's a good advice there from the apostle to Philemon concerning his slave, which goes to show that Philemon probably had a little bit of money because he owned a slave. And Onesimus, I think he's mentioned in another book somewhere else too. Anyway, so this love affair in the mind, I want more in my heart too. So it has to come to my heart too, because it's a love across the board, love in the heart, soul, strength, and mind. Praise God! I hope that answers your question. Don't ask me another question because I might take too much time.
Okay. If you ask any more, you'll have to sing. Okay, Nick, go ahead, brother.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Nick.
I just got a prayer request.
I just hear it.
I'm getting a side-by-side.
You're getting a how much?
A side by side. It's like a quad.
Oh, are you? Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, bring it down here. We'll use it up here on the mountain. That's awesome, brother. Well, you're going to have to take some videos and let us see you.
Yeah, I hope I don't flip it.
Oh, you won't. You won't. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
well, congratulations. That's a big purchase.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all ready to hear some praise and worship? Okay. Here we go. Let me see here.
Yeah. hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer. There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life.
Emerging from the grave, I will wait for you. I was a wandering soul, traveling a well-worn road, a sinner so far from home, no second chance in sight. I heard you call my name, I felt you lift my shame, and I made a vow that day that I'd spend the rest of my life loving my Jesus, showing my scars, telling my story of how mercy could reach you where you are. And I pray the whole cry of my heart is to see all the ones I love loving my Jesus. Sin tries to make you high, whispers that same old lie, keep all your pain inside, 'cause no one will understand. The last thing this lost world needs is someone I'm trying to be. The truth that has set me free is that I'm just a broken man, loving my Jesus, showing my scars, telling my story of how mercy could reach you where you are. And I pray the whole world hears the cry of my heart, just to see all the ones I love loving my Jesus. My last song's been sung, I stand face to face with the one who gave all for me. May all I have to show be all that mattered most, making your great name known. Let this
loving my Jesus, showing my scars, telling my story of how mercy can reach you where you are. And I pray the whole world hears the cry of my heart, is to see all the ones I love, all the ones I love, loving my Jesus.
The Lord's been good to me.
Down through the years.
The Lord's been good.
Let me tell you that the Lord down through the years, the Lord been good to me. Hallelujah.
Down through the years,
I know the Lord
been good to me.
Down
through the years,
the Lord been good.
The Lord been good to me.
Let me tell you that the Lord I'm trying to tell you, down through the years, the Lord been good to me. Hallelujah.
Down through the years,
I know the Lord
been good to me.
Yeah.
Down through the years,
the Lord been good.
The Lord been good to me.
Let me tell you that the Lord. The
Lord
coming down 85,
the Lord
285 and I-20, the Lord.
Now, I think you all know I love introducing you to talented people from around the country, and my next guest is absolutely no exception here. In the early 90s, she was part of a successful gospel group called the Anointed Pace Sisters. They had several hits on the Billboard Gospel Charts, and several years ago, the group disbanded, and one of the sisters pursued a solo career. But the road to the top ain't been easy. However, she's become quite a viral sensation singing in places like Walmart and the airport. And her videos have received millions of views. So let's take a listen. Say hello to Duranis Pace.
Yeah, y'all. Thank you for the honor. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, Lord. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
See, Ms. Duranis, you draw quite a crowd when you sing it. Why do you think your voice touched people?
I believe the Lord gave me a touch when they fed me rat poison in Rochester, New York, and they had to cut out half of my vocal cords. And they said I'd never talk again. But the man upstairs said, you gonna sing again?
This rat poison, they thought it had ruined your vocal cords.
Right. And I had thyroid cancer. They gave me 3 years to live. And March 28th, 11 years ago.
So you just been messing around with God your whole life, huh?
Oh, my life.
You don't know nothing else?
I don't know nothing else. I tell you, I'm just glad to be alive. I lost all my hair, lost 189 pounds, but I gained a life, a love for God and life and people. Yeah. I'm 200 pounds now.
You 200?
I'm 200 and I want to get 50 more.
You going to be 150?
Yes, sir.
You better watch yourself.
Yes, sir. I'm going to Broadway.
You going to Broadway?
That's my dream. From 8 years old, I want to go to Broadway.
You want to sing on Broadway?
I want to sing on Broadway! I want to let the folks know how nasty Harvey and the man is so good to me. You real, dog. Woo. I didn't know if I was going to be alive. God done kept me alive to see you, sir. And I'm just glad to be here. I can go to heaven now. I can go to heaven. That don't take much for me. Mr. Steve Harvey, he's a good man. He loves the Lord. And he'll give you a helping hand. Can somebody say yeah? Yeah. God's gonna bless Steve Harvey. Keep on. You help me to live, sir. Keep on.
You know, my mama raised me to, she said, Steve, God gonna give you a big house on the hill one day. He said, but you can't get on the hill and don't tell nobody else how to get up there.
Yes, sir. You special.
So all I'm thinking is, my mom was dying, you know. My father, she was on the life support.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm the youngest of five, you know.
Bless you.
My father called me in there. He said, I want you to go in there and tell him, take your mama off life support.
Oh, God.
And
Jesus.
That was the hardest thing I ever did, you know, to tell a doctor, take my mama off life support.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
I suffered with that for a long time, you know.
Yes.
Oh. But somebody came to me and told me my mother was cool with that because she was ready to go. So I was raised where she in heaven now, you know.
Yes, she is.
And she watches me.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
She sees.
Yes, sir.
I just hope she's seeing today.
Yes, sir.
Watching this moment right here.
Yes, sir.
I really, only reason I straighten up, start doing right, because I just want to see her.
Yes, sir. You're going to see her.
Other than that, I'll still be going to hell like I was, you know.
We all been there. I want to see my daddy. So yeah. I agree to you.
You know, you coming here today, I thought, you know, this is just a put me on segment.
Wow.
Never heard about your story and said, well, we give a chance, but I didn't know you was going to come in here and do all this. Now you got me all jacked up. I was just.
You special.
Nah, you know.
Yes, sir.
that's you special. And I love it because he is so real. He tell it like it is. He loves to lift you. He loves to let people smile. Make people laugh that ain't laughed in years. Make it feel like living again. That's Mr. Steve Harvey. Everybody say Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey. See, ain't nobody like it. You gonna make it to heaven, yes sir. Sir. Yes sir. Yes sir. You gonna make it to heaven, sir.
This ain't going how I'm supposed to go.
I'm sorry.
I'm supposed to be doing all the talking. You got me in here tripping, but you know what's crazy, man? You think I'm helping you.
Yes, you are.
But you really helping me. I thank you, cousin. Yeah, this was for me.
Yes, it was.
When we come back, Duranis Pace will be back. She's going to do something for us. Now it's time for her solo TV debut, performing the Corinthian song with my friend Rob Lewis on keys. Please give it up for Duranis Pace.
Treasure, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
We were, the producers were telling me about her story, and she had her son got married, was having a baby, so she gave him her car. And she just been working in her garage in Atlanta trying to write these songs.
Yes, sir.
To get back, so, yes, you know. I got, you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we're going to buy you a car. Everybody, give it up one more time for Duranis Place. Special thanks to my buddy Rob Lewis. And I want somebody on Broadway that want a gospel singer to come out there and do a song on Broadway. Please contact Mr. Rissa Place. Hey, you made it to the end of this video. I got a lot more that you're going to enjoy, so just click to watch the next one. And make sure you subscribe to always know what's happening.
When giants come calling my name, my God is so much bigger than troubles I face. Why would I hunger for power, riches, or fame? Oh, my God is so much better than all of these things. So I won't be shaken. I won't be moved. My God is faithful. God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than me. My enemies scatter, 'cause they know the battle is done. My God is stronger, the victory's already won. For my ransom and rose up on the third day. Oh, 'cause my God is greater than death.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before, your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on saying. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his soul. Time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Come on, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship his holy name. Worship your holy name, Lord, I worship your holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name.
worship your holy name. Worship your holy
name. Oh, shame is a prison, as cruel as a grave. Shame is a robber, and he's come to take my name. Oh, love is my redeemer, lifting me up from the ground. Love is the power where my freedom song is found. There ain't no thank you.
rid of some stuff there. How'd y'all like it? Man, I liked it. It's a gooder. It was a gooder. How'd you like Steve Harvey's there? Boy, that was awesome, wasn't it? Gave that girl, that lady, a car. Okay, just a minute. I got something I want to share with you. This is a something we need to be praying about, okay? This is from Anna. She had a dream. Oh, I had a dream. She says on 11/30/23, this was yesterday, actually, she had the dream. What's today? Today's Thursday. She had this Wednesday. She had this Wednesday. She said, here's the background I shared at the Bible study. Matthew and I would like to have at least one more child. Come on, man. And it had crossed my mind about adopting, especially since we are connected to orphanages. I don't know if it would even be possible because it's many thousands of dollars to adopt at least in the USA. And if it would even be possible with so many things between us and them. I hadn't even mentioned it to Matthew yet when Lakeisha had a dream that I was pregnant. So I thought, well, maybe God isn't going to have us adopt. But then I had the following dream about 3 nights ago. I know it could be entirely spiritual, but it seemed very literal in the dream. Not that I anticipate a baby to be left in the yard or anything, but I was just asking if anyone got any thoughts on it because it seemed like a personal dream, but I don't know. She said, I dreamed that I walked outside to find a baby laying by itself in the middle of my front yard, and I couldn't fathom how it could have gotten there. I picked it up and took it inside. It was a boy about 5 months old. David says, Grace. And he was wearing a pastel orange baby gown. He was half black and half Arabic. David says, you will receive fruit from these areas of humanity. Had a bunch of black hair and blue eyes, heavenly discernment. A very stunningly beautiful baby. It crossed my mind to call the authorities, but I was concerned what might happen to it, the baby, if I did that. So I went to all my neighbors to ask if they knew anything about it and how it got there or who the mother was. My last neighbor told me that she knew the mother, that she was unfit to be a mother, and that the baby had been left with me on purpose. David says, you will bear fruit in this area through the burden of prayer for Africa and the Mideast. Africa was the black part of the baby, and the Mideast was the Arabic part, as you see. And the Mideast missions, this is the missionaries he's talking about, since that is the races you saw there. I took the baby home to care for it, willingly to do so, but wondered how Matthew would feel about it when he came home. David said, well, if this was literal, I can see that he would be concerned, but I think it will be fine. Not that you won't also bear another child, but not like this. End of dream. So let's pray for the missionaries over there, okay? Because we've been helping them. Father God, we do. We just lift up all the missionaries in Africa and the Middle East. And we praise you, Father, for provisions for them. We pray, Father, for wisdom, discernment. Lord, we thank you for multiplying the books over there to get the word out. Father God, we thank you that you have given them bold faith, and they will go out two by two and get this gospel out. Lord, I ask and I pray that your Holy Spirit baptize each and every one of them that goes out before they go out. In Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, Father. Baptize them in your Holy Spirit, Father, because they can't make it without the Holy Spirit guiding and leading them. And we praise you and we glorify you, Father, for doing that. And we thank you, Father, that this is going to spread from there throughout that whole area in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. We give you praise and glory, Father, for what you're doing in the missionaries over there in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for giving Anna and Matt whatever it is that they want in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right. Anybody else got anything they want to pray about before we close out? Well, all right. I'm going to hit the right button this time. Y'all be blessed, you hear?